The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save more on the brands pros trust at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances and choose from our wide lineup of top brands. Plus, save $100 on a Little Giant 22-foot multi-position ladder built for strength, flexibility, and job site versatility. Pros, these savings will only be here for a limited time. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 1/30 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. For 3 years, a family has searched relentlessly for their missing loved one. Deanne Warner, a loving mother, grandmother, sister, and friend, had vanished under very suspicious circumstances on April 25th, 2021. Dee had never done anything like this before. That morning was Sunday breakfast with the family, something Dee would never miss. But Dee wasn't there. Something was very wrong, and everyone close to her knew it. Her friend received an ominous text message the evening before. She had also made arrangements for her youngest daughter to stay at a friend's house because, as it was learned, she planned to ask her husband for a divorce that night. Dee and her husband Dale owned a lot of property as they ran a large farming operation and a trucking company business. A divorce would be complicated, but Dee was done. However, the search for the missing woman continued on for over 3 years. In November of 2023, Dale was arrested and charged with her murder, even though Dee herself was still considered missing. Just last month, his attorney argued that the charges should be dismissed because there was no proof that Dee had died, let alone at the hands of her husband, Dale. They believed that she had just run off. She was alive and well and was living somewhere else under the radar and didn't want to be found. The judge disagreed, however, and felt there was enough evidence to proceed with a trial. Just a few weeks later, on Friday, August 16th, 2024, investigators were using X-ray technology to look inside large ammonia tanks on the Warner Farm property. To their astonishment and dismay, one of the empty trucks showed the image of a preserved human body. Deanne Warner had been found.
Missing.
Ginny Guire's family lives right next door, and she said she saw Dale moving the anhydrous tanks around frequently.
He was moving them in and out of the barns, around the back. He was putting some in the burn pit here that he had. He did that a lot.
Guire said she believes the remains belong to Dee.
A couple weeks after she went missing, we seen probably 50 to 100 buzzards flying around above the house and this property. So my mom at that point was like, she's somewhere around here.
And I hope that this does bring closure to everyone.
While there is some closure, Adam said there's still a long journey ahead.
I will say that justice for Dee, we're not done. We will continue until, you know, justice is totally served.
It was a big deal. It's a very big step.
It was a very overwhelming feeling of relief along with grief.
I'm just intent on my sister getting justice.
Hello, and welcome to this special edition episode of the Where Are They podcast. I always hope to have more update episodes. This means the family can have answers, the person is found, there is some closure, loved ones hopefully come home one way or another. But the hope is that we can share a happy and positive update. Sadly, that just isn't often the case. Dee Ann Warner had been missing for over 3 years. Her remains, found on August 16th, means that she can now be brought home. It also means that Dale is going to need a different defense strategy as his murder trial approaches. Before we dive in, we have two new Patreon members to welcome. A big welcome and shout out to Olivia R. and JM. Thank you so, so much for your support. Remember, not only do we put bonus episodes over there, but you can also receive these episodes ad-free. Now, without further ado, let's get right into the story of Dee Ann Warner. From here on out, I'm actually going to leave out the Warner last name when referring to Dee. This was Dee's married name, and it is her husband who has been accused of her murder. Her family has elected to drop the last name Warner and remember Dee as she was in life, happy, outgoing, personable, and smart. And of course, while circumstantial evidence certainly does point towards Dale as the perpetrator, he has only been charged with the murder and is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. So we will talk about what we know, and you can decide what you think from there. Of course, I'll be following the future court trial as well. First, let's recap her disappearance and the search for Dee, which took over 3 years. Dee was born in 1968, and she had raised four adult children by 2021. She was described as an outgoing personality. She was very smart and very driven and very friendly. Dee would go on to marry her husband, Dale. They would have another child together, a little girl. And in April of 2021, that little girl was just 9 years old. Together, Dee and Dale were parents, they were family, and they were business partners. They owned a large farm property in Tipton, Michigan, and Dee operated the trucking business out of that property. The business was successful with Dee at the helm. Dale ran an agricultural business out of the property as well. But apparently their business practices were very different, and they often argued over important business decisions or financial decisions. By most accounts, it seemed the trucking business that Dee was in charge of was doing very well, better than Dale's possibly, although there could be many reasons why that was. But it was noted that Dee was exceptionally smart at business and often disagreed with things that Dale wanted to do. In April of 2021, Dale and Dee were at a breaking point. Dee had confided this to her closest friends. Specifically, on April 24th, 2021, this is a Saturday, Dee confided to a friend that she was going to ask Dale that evening for a divorce. She even made arrangements to have their younger daughter stay with someone else that night, so she wasn't there for this discussion. Later that night, a friend texted Dee to check in with her. It was a fairly lengthy text as Dee and this friend talked a lot and they talked often. And Dee was also said to be very chatty as well, either in person, on the phone, or even via text. So this friend was shocked when the response she got back from Dee that night was just the letter K. This wasn't like Dee at all, and immediately she had an uneasy feeling. The next day was Sunday breakfast with the family, and Dee didn't show up. This was exceptionally out of character. and her family would report her as missing. Dale, however, told the family that Dee must have just left. First, Dale said that he found Dee's wedding ring on his desk, a clear sign to him that she planned to leave him. But Dee's car was still in the garage. If she did leave, the question became, how did she leave, or with whom did she leave? At first, when the sheriff's department took the missing persons report, Dale granted law enforcement permission to search the property. However, after about 2 hours, he rescinded that permission, telling them that he needed to get to work and he needed them to leave. Dee's children also took a look at the security camera footage on the property. There were several cameras all around the outside of the home, and there was no sign of Dee ever leaving that property. There was also no car or no vehicle that showed up that could have possibly picked her up. Of course, Dale, as the spouse, would be the primary focus, especially since many knew that Dee was going to be asking him for a divorce. But he insisted that they'd actually had a good conversation that night and they had actually made up. Aside from Dale being the focus, however, there were also some disgruntled employees within their companies. In fact, an employee's spouse had just sent Dee a pretty nasty and scathing text message just a couple of days before she vanished. Authorities had to consider the fact that a disgruntled employee or a former employee could have wanted to cause harm to Dee. Dee's family also went through a time where they wondered if she had gone off somewhere, maybe even to harm herself. But they just did not think she would leave her family behind, which included her grandchildren and her 9-year-old daughter. There was also the question of how she would have left the house since nothing was ever seen on their home surveillance footage. Dale very soon started to sell off some of their business assets, with at least on one occasion producing a power of attorney form that he claimed Dee had signed. Some of Dee's family and friends were immediately suspicious of Dale. His actions didn't point to that of a grieving spouse, but that was because Dale said he just simply wasn't grieving. He knew that Dee had left, and he had hoped that she would change her mind and come back someday, especially so people would stop pointing the fingers at him. Searches in the beginning turned up very few clues. In August of 2021, just 4 months after Dee had disappeared, Dale claimed he found a letter that Dee had written. It was in her handwriting, and Dale said he found it a week after she vanished. However, he was just now deciding to hand it over. This letter told Dale that she loved him, but she could no longer make him happy. The letter abruptly ended without being signed. The family believed that Dee probably had written that letter, but that it was a couple of years prior. On October 11th, 2021, the Michigan State Police, the Lenawee County Sheriff's Department, and the FBI conducted a large property search at the farm using ground-penetrating radar and bringing in equipment to dig up specific areas. There were many agents and officers on the scene for this search. The house was also checked with luminol. Search dogs were brought in to canvass the entire area. But sadly, all of those efforts from that search turned up no additional leads and no signs of Dee. Dee's family hired a private investigator to help them find Dee or to keep pushing for some answers. And in addition to uncovering some of the financial crimes that Dale had committed with regard to their businesses, the PI also learned that witnesses had seen Dale at 3:55 a.m. at his father's farm property, getting the keys to the equipment and storage shed. Witnesses that were working at the farm through the night said that Dale seemed off and he was definitely acting strangely. Dale would deny being there altogether, however. In fact, Dale's Apple Watch would be an interesting point of discussion, and Dale's attorneys would say that his watch could prove his innocence. It would show his movements and his heart rate, and it would be consistent with someone who was at home and sleeping. However, when authorities asked for that documentation to be provided, Dale and his attorneys refused to turn it over. It's unclear if they ever did turn those documents over. In September of 2022, Dee's adult children filed with the courts to have Dee declared legally deceased. Generally, a person needs to be missing for 7 years or more, although certain circumstances can speed up the process. For instance, if there is significant evidence pointing to the person being deceased, or in the case of Dee, if there are some outlying factors. Dee and Dale were owners of a few different businesses, and in the months and now years after Dee vanished, Dale was making some very drastic business decisions. He sold one company without Dee's permission, technically, and started another one. He also moved assets around, he sold off a lot of equipment, and sold a lot of valuable business items. The family was very concerned. Dale was ordered to cease and desist any of these business decisions in the meantime and to work with a court-appointed conservator. The conservator was put in place to protect Dee's interest in these companies. The wheels of justice can certainly move slowly, but as another year passes, the process to have Dee declared legally deceased was still going through the court system. Dee's disappearance was still an active and ongoing investigation, according to the Michigan State Police. In fact, they even formed a task force specifically to look into Dee's case. They were not going to consider this a cold case, not yet. On August 9th, 2023, 2.5 years after Dee vanished, there was finally, some movement. Dale was arrested for civil contempt of court for failure to provide all of the requested financial documents and business records. Dale's assistant was also arrested, and both of them would spend 10 days in jail. Dale did end up producing some of the required documentation, but 1 month later, September of 2023, Dale was arrested again and charged with criminal contempt of court, this time for selling assets and making financial business decisions that he was ordered not to do. It was also noted that he was not cooperating now with that court-appointed conservator. This time he was sentenced to 93 days in jail, ordered to pay back Dee's estate, and he was fined an additional $7,500. Law enforcement was determined to keep the pressure on Dale Warner. And in November of 2023, authorities finally felt there was enough circumstantial evidence to charge Dale with murder. He was this time arrested on murder charges. He has pled not guilty. In July of 2024, Dale's attorney argued that the charges of murder should be dropped, as there was no evidence that Dee was even dead, let alone murdered. The judge disagreed, however, believed there was enough probable cause, enough evidence to bind the case over to trial, which was scheduled for September of 2024. Finding Dee. Just 3 weeks after that court hearing, on Friday, August 16th, 2024, investigators went out to the Warner Farm property on Paragon Road, this time with a search warrant. With the family's help, they have been searching as many different areas as they could of the Warner properties, and this time it was mentioned that they should search inside the tanker trucks located on the property. There were several trucks lined up, as the Warner Farm also delivered anhydrous ammonia, a chemical used often on farms as fertilizer. Authorities went one by one to x-ray these trucks. One truck in particular, parked under a lean-to on the property, was sealed shut and was tagged, "Do not use." Law enforcement was shocked when the x-ray of this truck showed that it was mostly empty, with the exception of a fairly well-preserved human body. While further investigation would have to take place for identification, of course, every sign pointed to it being Dee. Detectives were now forced with the task of showing these images to Dee's family. Everyone was heartbroken, of course, and yet somewhat relieved that they had finally found Dee. Dee had been placed in the trailer, and the trailer was then welded and sealed shut. It's easy to see how this was a hard place to search and a hard place to find Dee. The buildings had been searched. 4,000 acres of land were searched. A lot of that with ground-penetrating radar. Adjacent areas of the farm were searched. And yet here she was, inside one of the trucks. Authorities have said that it wasn't a tip or something specific that led them there. They were just searching anywhere and everywhere they could think of, and they had been for 3 years. I'm glad to say they were not giving up on Dee, and I think a lot of that is because of Dee's family, who continued to push for answers. There was also a very large community, both locally and nationwide, that was keeping her story alive in the media, known as the Justice for Dee movement. Everyone wanted to find Dee. Dee's body was retrieved from the tanker truck and was sent off for an autopsy, which was conducted on Tuesday, August 20th. The only thing law enforcement had said about finding her body was that it was in an empty trailer and it was sealed. And that process allowed for a lack of oxygen, a lack of the elements, and it actually helped preserve the body. Dale and his attorney have yet to speak out as of this recording. So what is this chemical compound, anhydrous ammonia? Technically, anhydrous means without water, making this a gas, not a liquid. However, it is generally transported or stored as a liquid. The chemical is then used in farming and in some industrial settings. It is described as a colorless gas of nitrogen and hydrogen and can also be quite pungent. The EPA does consider this a serious and poisonous gas. Interestingly, these trucks and the anhydrous ammonia was part of Dee and Dale's business plan together. They wanted to be a supplier to other farms in the area. Dee's autopsy on August 20th didn't produce any immediate results, and a cause of death could not yet be determined. There are further tests pending, but it's hard to say how long they will take or even if they will produce any answers. So where are we now? Well, Dale Warner is in jail, charged with Dee's murder and awaiting trial. His next pretrial date is scheduled for September 4th, 2024 at 8:15 a.m. As mentioned earlier, he has pled not guilty, and part of his lawyer's arguments were that no one could even prove that Dee was dead. So we will have to wait and see if Dale continues to proclaim his innocence moving forward. The family also had fought that long and tiresome battle to have Dee declared legally deceased. Her death certificate actually arrived just 2 weeks before her body was found. The timing in this case seems to have all come together at just the right time. First, Dale's motion to dismiss, due in part because there was no body for a murder charge, was denied. Dee's body would be found just 3 weeks later. Dee's death certificate finally arrives. 2 weeks later, her body is found. 3 weeks before Dale's pretrial hearing in the murder case, Dee's body is found. The family has waited over 3 years for answers, and yet so much has finally happened, all in the span of just a few weeks. The family held a private memorial for Dee previously, and she will be buried without the Warner name on her headstone. It is such a sad and tragic update. So many people loved Dee, and she had so much to offer the world. And it's exceptionally tragic for the young girl who lost both of her parents to this tragedy. Now, it's time to move forward and get justice for Dee. I'll be watching daily for updates. Please follow the Where Are They podcast on the socials for any updates, which I'll post over there. There will likely be a lot happening in the coming weeks regarding this case, and I'll be doing my best to keep on top of everything that goes down. Thank you for listening to Dee's story today. It's so important that we remember who Dee was, and it's crucial that the justice system comes through for Dee and her family. If you have any feedback, case suggestions, or any additional information on any of the cases we cover, you can reach out to me at canwefindthem@gmail.com or anytime over on the socials. A big welcome once again to our newest Patreon members, Olivia and Jay. Thank you so, so much for your support over there. Patreon is where I can put up all of our episodes ad-free and also put up some occasional bonus episodes. For more information on our show, to find previous episodes, or to read our On This Day blog, please visit our website at wherearethepodcast.com. If you've made it this far and appreciate the podcast, consider leaving us a 5-star review as well on your podcast player. It's free and easy to do, and it helps these stories reach so many more people. Thank you again for listening to Dee's story today. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.